Atlanta and Washington on Tuesday. It's also the return of Ryan Zimmerman after missing three games with a back issue. He's up in the home half of the first against R.A. Dickey. Washington already with a 1-0 lead, and Zimmerman looks healthy.
Swing and a long drive. Deep left center field. Going. Goodbye. Welcome back to the lineup, Ryan Zimmerman.
Murphy launches one high in the air to deep right center. It's the Arte, and that ball is gone. Nets go back to back.
And here's Rio Ruiz. And a swing and a long drive right field, and the Braves have the lead. This one is long gone for Rio Ruiz. It's now Atlanta 4 and the Nationals 3.
Nobody out. Zimmerman, Murphy the next two. Zimmerman to left. See you later again. Ryan Zimmerman has just tied Vladimir Guerrero for the all-time franchise home run record, number 234. 0-2 to Wieters. And there goes a rocket to right center. Murphy scores. Rendon right behind him. Bang, bang.
Couple of runs to make it 8-5.
The Nationals stop a four-game losing streak in a big way, 10-5 over the Braves on Tuesday. Here's Washington manager Dusty Baker.
You know, I planned on putting him in there against a knuckleball, like I said, not to have him rotate too much and test his back. But, you know, he caught up to a good fastball for his third hit. And, you know, it was good to have Zim back. You know, Rayburn had a good game too, continues to, you know, hit the knuckleballer, you know, pretty good. And, you know, our offense, you know, bailed Joe out tonight. You know, he wasn't as sharp as he was last time out. You know, his location was off, but he battled and battled and hung sliders either in the middle of the plate or off the plate. And so we got him out, you know, when we thought, you know, he'd had enough. And then Ennie came in, did an outstanding job. And he was throwing strikes and throwing quality strikes. And, you know, he had a, you know, had an electric fastball tonight.
With Ross, it seems like, you know, one good one, maybe one less good one. Yeah. Is there anything you look at? Is that just a young pitcher kind of growing?
Yeah,
or?
That's a young pitcher, you know, and then still trying to find himself. But, you know, I mean, there aren't many guys his age in the big leagues with the stuff he has that are trying to find themselves. You know, most of the time he's probably just got out of college. You know what I mean? So, Joe has the stuff, and we got faith in him big time, but he did, you know, keep us in the game long enough to for our offense to do something.
This franchise has sort of an odd history given the coming from Montreal and coming here, but Zim tied Vladimir Guerrero tonight for most homers right. in franchise history. Given how long this organization has been around, what does that say to you about?
Well, hey, man, that tells you that he's had an outstanding career and he's having an outstanding year. And, you know, seems like every day Amanda's coming to me, tell me some record he either tied or broke of our franchise record. And this franchise had some heck of a players in it from Montreal days. And, you know, when you look at Andre Dawson and Tim Raines and Vladimir Guerrero and the list goes, you know, on and on, they had some dynamite players. Tim Wallach, you know, these are some of the records that, he's broken.
Did you see at all what happened between Alan Porter and Murphy out there?
Yeah, you know, like Murphy had asked him to move because he didn't want to get blocked if a ball, you know, was hit to his right. And, you know, for some reason he refused to move. And, I don't understand it. I'm sure he had a reason, but you know, he didn't give that reason to Murph.
Murphy had a few more hits tonight, but also the defense plays, the double plays.
Oh man, he played Gold Glove second base tonight, and that's he works hard at it. You know, Chris Spire has really been stressing, you know, defense because we haven't been playing good defense lately. I mean, that's. Everybody's maligning the bullpen, but there are some plays that allowed, you know, the game to get to stay where it was. And I'm just glad that we broke the streak, you know, tonight, especially at home, because you hate to, you know, lose at home. And, you know, you think about it. And I was looking at the stat sheet, and since that game on the 8th, that makeup game, you know, we had lost 4 in a row, and the Orioles had lost 4 or 5 in a row, about to lose tonight. I saw on the board. So that took a lot out of both of us.
The Nationals stopped the losing streak because Ryan Zimmerman is back. He hits two home runs, numbers 18 and 19, to lead the Nats. Here's Zimmerman after Tuesday's win.
Well, you just kind of go out there and you don't really have to think. You just swing, see the ball and swing, and whatever happens, happens.
Daniel Murphy had a knock against him defensively when he came over to this ball club. What do you make of the, you know, work that he's been able to do on that side of the ball for this club?
Yeah, he takes a lot of pride in it. He's out here every day working on it, and you know, I think you can see the improvement. He plays a heck of a second base for us, made a ton of good plays tonight, and you know, credits his work ethic and how hard he wants to get better at this game.
Overall, with him, when it comes to hitting defensively, his impact in the clubhouse, how would you describe the impact that he's made on this organization, on this ball club?
Yeah, I mean, bring a guy over that hits 340, pretty good addition. You know, we played against him for years and saw how he played the game, and obviously a great person. So, yeah, a guy like that on your team is always a plus.
Daniel Murphy also chipped in a 3-for-4 day, two runs, two more RBI. Here's Murphy after the win.
What a great ball game today. I thought Rossi threw the ball well, gave us a chance to win. And, you know, Ryan Rayburn at the top got both of our rallies started. You know, Zim, I think, you know, we all got to see what he did tonight. Bryce did a great job, you know, knocking in Ray and then running the bases really well. It was really great effort by the offense today. Any Ramiro, unbelievable two innings right there. Then going into the ninth inning with a clean ninth inning right there. It's just a good, clean win, and we've given ourselves an opportunity to win a series tomorrow.
The rubber game of the series is Wednesday afternoon. Tanner Roark takes his turn for Washington. Julio Teheran goes for Atlanta.